Hello and welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Burns and with me is my football friend Dom Bett. You, lovely podcast listener, are back once again and we've just got to say thank you. Earlier in the week we did part one and part two of who we thought the best players from each individual Premier League club. Well, if we do one end of the spectrum, we've got to do the other, so let's do the worst players. I feel, Dom, a lot of people are going to bite on this podcast.
Oh, so many people are going to bite.
So many. Can we just put a warning out, right? It's just our opinion. Don't hate us if you think, he's not that bad, he's actually done well. I think football fans watch football through their own eyes. And everyone has different eyes and we see different things. So if you think that Dean Marnie ain't the worst player in Burnley, well, I think he is. We'll get on to that. So we're going to do it in alphabetical order. From AFC Bournemouth to Man City for part one. If you want to get involved with the conversation at the Football Hour, tweet us if you don't agree with any of these, okay? Right, are we ready, Dom?
We are ready.
We're going to start from number A. Yeah, I did it again. You know what? I did it on purpose, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell that.
Starting on number A. Right, number A, AFC Bournemouth. Worst player. By the way, listener, they have to have played 10 games this season. That's the criteria. They have to have played 10 games. I was thinking, Dom, for Bournemouth, should it be Boric? He's technically probably their worst player. He's a rubbish goalkeeper. But someone we talked about at the start of the season, who we thought would be Bournemouth's best player, was Jordan Ibe. I've picked him as their worst player this season.
So have I. We agree.
Do you know what? I was checking his stats. 40 appearances for Liverpool, one goal. How on earth can a player like that warrant a £15 million price tag? He's played 18 times for Bournemouth. Bournemouth fans, I don't know if you noticed this. You probably do. Zero goals. You're an attacking winger. You have to start producing. Domi just doesn't produce anything. He's laughable.
I think he's just another overrated English talent from a top club.
Yeah.
I think there's no two ways about it. I know he's a decent player, but is he a top player you can play for a decent Premier League side? Maybe not. He might end up being one of those Premier League players who are too good for the Championship, but are not that good in the Premier League.
Do you know where he performs best? Instagram.
His Insta game.
Is
it on point?
I think he spends more time practicing his Insta. You know, like Frank Lampard used to get a bag of balls and practice free kicks and stuff. I reckon Jordan Ibe just gets Insta filters. His practicing is just whether, Valencia looks really good. He's not thinking about a move to Valencia. He's thinking about the Valencia filter on Instagram.
Oh, Willow's looking a bit naughty. Lo-fi. Oh, they're naughty, aren't they? Oh. Oh, cheeky.
Exactly. Young player, will he fill out his potential? We thought Bournemouth would be the club. Dom, we shout at young players, go out and play. Go out and play football. Well, he did that, but he's just gone and not really looked like he's trying. Right, let's move on to Arsenal. The worst player in Arsenal's team, Dom Betts. Is it the 2016-2017 squad?
No, there is one particular player I've chosen now, and that's Granit Xhaka.
Listener, if you go back to our start of the season, you were buzzing about watching Xhaka.
Yeah, I was, and then he's just been
chopped everyone.
He's just been awful. He's got no discipline. All he does really is just play a long ball over the top or play it sideways. Not successful. He's just detrimental to the team, and because I expected him to be the holding player or the deep line playmaker, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't do either.
Yeah.
£34 million.
Yeah.
Granit Xhaka, shocking. £34 million.
Kante cost, what, 20?
Kante was 30, I think, exactly. £4 million less for Kante.
It's just £10 million, Dom.
Who wins you the league.
Yeah, Xhaka, it's almost like we let him off because he's, like, really beautiful and, like, quite graceful when he's got the ball. He's got his shoulders out wide and everything. But you're right, he doesn't do anything. But I've gone for his CDM partner.
Aaron Ramsey?
No, I love Aaron Ramsey. Francis Coquelin. The Bayern Munich game. So Ian Robin playing. Francis Coquelin, have you never watched a football match before in your life? Ian Robin, I could mark Ian Robin. I think I could sort of try and mark Ian Robin. I don't allow him on his left foot. What did Coquelin do?
Just let him open, but You've got to ask, what is Ertl doing in a situation,
yeah, but
though?
Come on. Coquelin's making mistake after mistake.
Coquelin is making that mistake. However, in that particular situation, Ertl is just standing off, showing no effort to defend, no desire, no passion.
Can I say something? It's not really Ozil's full responsibility.
But if a player, let's say, is literally, what, a couple yards, 3-4 yards away from you, and you're just standing there.
But if you remember the situation fully, there was two players on the left-hand side, so would it have been Walcott and Gibbs? You knew that he wasn't going to go down that end, so you know he's cutting inside. I thought it was Cox's responsibility.
It was his fault. I'm not saying it's not. It clearly is. Why are you letting
and
him
also,
onto his left foot?
Yeah, we'll talk about that situation the week before, away at Chelsea.
Hazard just sort of clotheslined him while he had the ball at his feet.
Coquelin got brushed off the ball by Eden Hazard. You're meant to be the hard CDM, Coquelin. You! He's got poor discipline record. Arsenal are apparently a footballing side, 100% pure footballing side. Well, they're not because they've got Coquelin in midfield. His distribution. Distribution's laughable. LOL to Coquelin's distribution. And I would never normally say something that idiotic and silly. Okay, let's move on to Burnley. As I said at the start of the podcast, it's hard to pick a worst Burnley player, Dom. The worst Burnley player. I have a feeling you might have gone for Joe Barton.
Yeah.
He performed really well against Chelsea and then just showed himself up against non-league opposition. But that's Joe Barton's career.
Yeah, I think I picked him just because I don't like him. But, I mean, the other player I thought of was Matt Lowton.
Yeah, I went through Burnley squad and it was
because Matt Lowton, he's played quite a few games and for me, he's a championship player.
Mm.
He is a championship right back. What's he trying to be, the new Alan Hutton or...
Yeah.
Just that player who sort of just hangs around, no
yes.
one wants.
Yeah, a bad smell. A bad smell. That's so true. I went for Dean Marnie. The only reason I went for it is because...
He's awful.
Yeah, he's awful. And because, you know, I mention my mate Harvey all the time on this football podcast. Earlier in the season, Man City were playing Burnley away. And I rang him up really hungover. And I was telling him about this Burnley-Man City game, and it was dull as dishwater. And I was like, any game with Dean Marnie playing is bad. And he was like, who's Dean Marnie? And I was like, what? It's like, you don't know who Dean Marnie is.
Who are like, you? Do I know
like,
you?
Yeah. He's literally like, defriend on Facebook, cut all ties. You don't know who Dean Marnie is. He's played for Hull City. I know he's not played very well, but he's played for Hull City, played for Burnley, loads of games. He goes, no, I've never heard of Dean Marnie. So we were like, yeah, Marnes, he's a top player. Anyway.
What, Alex Marnie?
Ball drops to Marnes whilst I'm on the phone. I'm telling some rubbish anecdote to him. And I just go, Harve, Marnes scored. Marnes scored the best volley of all time against Man City. It didn't mean anything because he was injured from scoring. And Marnes, I've never seen Marnie back on a pitch since then. But, yeah, he's the worst player. Let's move on to Chelsea. It's really hard to pick a bad Chelsea player this season. They've all been pretty good, Dom. If we were at the start of the season, you'd probably say Chelsea's worst player was David Luiz. He's proved everyone wrong. Have you still gone for the Brazilian?
No, I've gone for Michy Batshuayi.
Okay, yeah, good choice.
I thought about John Terry, but I wasn't sure if he played 10 games. But, I mean, yeah, he's just past it, that's why. Michy Batshuayi's in his prime, and what, he scored one Premier League goal, two Premier League goals at the
match. Yeah, Batshuayi, it's laughable. When Costa was, well, doing his tantrum the other week, you were all thinking, oh, Batshuayi's going to have to come in and perform well because they need the win. Team sheet comes out, Conte, Willian, Pedro, Hazard, and you just go, yeah, Conte hates
because
Batshuayi.
The thing is with Batshuayi, it's quite weird because whenever he has played, he's scored. He clearly isn't that good because
he must not
if
be
your
that.
Main number nine is out when you play with a target man up
and
front,
and your only other centre forward is this guy. How much did he cost though?
Like 30 odd million. Because it was between Chelsea and West Ham, and he opted with Chelsea, and I bet he's regretting that move now.
You know, like this country is in recession. If Arsenal, Bournemouth and Chelsea didn't spend that money on Xhaka, Jordan Ibe and Batshuayi and gave it to charity, I reckon this country would be in a better position. What has Batshuayi given us? Nothing. Give the money to children in need. What am I on about, Dom?
What are you on about?
Crystal Palace, that's who I'm on about. Who is the worst player at Crystal Palace?
Martin Kelly.
He's not. He's got to be Damien Delaney.
No, I'm going Martin Kelly.
To make either of these players worse, you could put the footballing ability of the other one in that footballer. Say if you added Damien Delaney's ability to Martin Kelly, you've somehow made Martin Kelly a worse player, and vice versa.
Yeah, they're just both terrible. They're just both Vanarama Conference North players.
What I find with both of them players is they're so handsy. You know, like, handsy in a way of, like, what is their role?
What's the point?
To defend. Is grabbing an opposition player's shirt defending? No. Plain and simply, it's not. They're players who need too much protection.
Protection.
And this is the Premier League, lads. You're not getting it. You need to learn to give your own protection. They're just not good enough.
No, they're just both awful, I think, is the conclusion we've come from that.
Good conclusion. Let's move on to Everton. This was a difficult one because I thought about saying a player who I really like, Phil Jagielka. He's not had a great season.
Or Jagielka, as many commentators yeah. seem to call him by.
But I've gone for a player who just doesn't give me, and I'm sure he doesn't give Everton fans, enough end products. You watch one game and you go, you could be Everton's best player. And then you watch the next 4 weeks and you go, what happened to Kevin Morales? It's a fair point, isn't it?
It is a fair point. He's not the worst player for me.
Okay.
Because I think he's still got ability.
Yeah.
He just doesn't show it on a consistent basis. Yeah. But you can say that for like most of the players we enjoy watching.
Yeah.
I went personally for Martin Stecklenburg.
Oh, God. That performance against Manchester United. What was he doing for that Ibra goal?
I don't know what he's doing most of the time. Because the thing is, he is the worst Premier League keeper I ever saw at Fulham in the Premier League era. I'm saying Mark Crossley was better. I'm saying Tony Warner was better. I'm saying Jan Lestuvska was better.
So when you saw Ronald Koeman spend money on bringing Stecklenburg to Everton Football Club, what were going through your mind?
I was like, Stecklenburg, how have you done this? You've been playing top tier football, like out on loan from us.
You think Stecklenburg had pictures of like Koeman naked, like, if you do not sign me, I'm going to release these to Liverpool Echo.
Because, yeah, I just don't understand. He's terrible. The only good thing, I think, about Stecklenburg is actually his distribution. Yeah. Like, his kicking's good, but he just can't be a keeper. So maybe he should join Man City. He'd fit right in there.
Well, I'm sure we'll be talking about Claudio Bravo soon. Yeah, I went for Kevin Morales. You know what I said at the start of this podcast? Don't hate me for my predictions. I actually like Kevin Morales, but I just want to see more from the lad. Give me more. Hull City. Right, our specs for this is that they had to play 10 games or more, Dom. Alex Bruce has played no games for Hull City this season, but he is definitely Hull City's worst player. I had to go for someone who has played over 10 games. So that bloke is David Myler. What does David Myler give a football team?
He makes YouTube videos about FIFA 17.
Yeah, I saw that. Weird.
Like, shouldn't you be at training trying to play football, mate? Because you can't actually play football. But I actually didn't go for David Myler.
Okay.
I went for Abdoulaye Diomande.
Right.
Because every time...
I can't even remember him.
I think he's a forward.
Yeah, I think he's a forward.
I think he's a forward.
That says a lot about the whole City forwards.
I just see him and I was like, how are you a Premier League footballer? You're so bad.
Sorry, that's what I wanted to say with that Damien Delaney and Martin Kelly. And the same goes for David Myler. I think I could easily pass for these players. I think I could do a month training at Hull City.
You're definitely a better centre-back than Damien Delaney. So
I reckon I could do a month at Hull City in David Myler's body, and no one at the end of that month would go, are you all right, Dave? Is there something up? You've not been performing well. Because, well, he's never, ever performed well.
He spends more time playing FIFA than he does playing football.
Embarrassing. Right, let's move on to the Premier League champions. We won't be saying that for too much longer. Leicester City... Dom?
Where do we start?
Well, this is my worst player from Leicester City, the whole of last season's squad. Is that fair enough?
It's fair enough. I mean, the key players. I think Schmeichel has been awful this season.
Yeah, I love Schmeichel. Last season, I thought, Schmeichel is unbelievable. Like, his reactions to some saves. Am I allowed to say this? You know what? I'm going to go say it anyway. He looks like he's the key figure who's given up on Ranieri.
So you got Schmeichel, you got Wes Morgan. Jamie Vardy.
Jamie
Vardy. Riyad Mahrez. But I haven't gone for any of them.
Oh, we gave them so much credit. Each one of that side. So 1 to 11 last year, Dom. We did endless podcasts about how much we love you, Leicester City. Well, you deserve that the full squad Is he not worth player?
If we're going to pick one specific player for me,
go on.
I would have Leonardo Ojoa.
Why? Because he just completely down tools.
Well, he's rubbish.
Played 10 games.
He's played over 10 games and he just threw his toys at the pram and he didn't get his move.
He didn't
get his move. So he's just stuck at the club now. Yeah, for me, yes, the whole score is bad, but what Leonardo Ojoa has done is he's got to be their worst
player. We could say he's got the worst personality in that squad. Right, a side I've been looking forward to doing. Liverpool Football Club. The great Liverpool Football Club. One of the most iconic teams. Walk on through the rain. Song at the start of every match, Dom. Shivers down my spine. Do you know what else sends shivers down my spine? When Alberto Moreno puts on a Liverpool shirt. I hate Alberto Moreno. That's so harsh. He's just awful. If you're the first choice left back at your club, and somehow a 31-year-old James Milner has taken your position for the whole season, you need to reevaluate not only your footballing ability, but your life.
Yeah, a 34-year-old centre midfielder.
Is that what he is, 34?
Well, I don't know.
He's 31.
He's old, basically.
He's basically old. His tattoos annoy me. His haircut annoys me. His height annoys me.
His face.
His left foot annoys me. When he puts his hands behind his back when he's trying to defend. How are you meant to defend when you've got your arms behind your back, Alberto? Tweet us at the Football Hour. How does that help you? It doesn't. We could have also gone for Mignolet. Do you want to do a rant about Mignolet?
I haven't even gone for either of them.
You've got a worse player than Moreno.
No, I knew you'd pick Moreno, so I tried going for someone who we could talk about.
Yeah.
Lloris Karius.
Oh, Lloris Karius.
Lloris Karius, mate, I'm telling you.
So it's not only Jamie Carragher who hates him, you hate him.
Well, yeah, he's rubbish. Liverpool. The only saves he ever makes when he just jumps up like a spider. But I'm sorry, Liverpool, can you just sign a good goalkeeper for once?
We could identify three good goalkeepers that you should sign.
The thing is, I find it funny that there are second-choice goalkeepers at clubs that are better than both their goalkeepers. Yeah. Ospina is better than Karius.
100%.
And he's better than Mignolet. I even think he's better than Cech at the moment. Mm. You've got Chelsea, Begovic.
Yeah.
He's better than Karius and Mignolet.
I'd agree. I'd even say Man United's reserve goalkeeper.
Romero.
He's better than them two.
Willy Caballero.
Big Will is better than
Joe Hart.
Joe Hart, Dom. We could endlessly name Liverpool goalkeepers which they should sign. Right, on to Manchester, the city of Manchester. All right, Manchester in the area. I've got to say, Dom, biggest, worst performer at City this year. You know who it is?
Claudio
bloody Bravo. Get Joe Hart back in that goal, in that 18-yard box. Bravo. Fair play to Pep. He had balls taking Hart out the side. I'm going to say it. I was the only one in the country who said Joe Hart shouldn't have gone. You were like, yeah, Pep's right. Joe Hart's rubbish. He keeps making mistakes. Well, Joe Hart never made as much mistakes as Claudio Bravo. Actually, Claudio Bravo doesn't really make mistakes because he would have to try and throw his body at a shot to make a mistake. At least Joe Hart is confident. I think that's why a lot of people don't like Joe Hart, because he's brash and he's in your face.
He has passion.
Yeah, he's passion.
He cares.
Yeah, but Bravo. If we're talking about Moreno and his sort of how he looks, a man who's had a quiff for many years, me, Alex Mearns. What is Bravo's quiff? You know when them fat American people who go on holiday, they have them little handheld air fans? Claudio Bravo looks like he does his hair with one of them fans.
He can't afford a hairdryer. Just gets one of those mini fans.
Fans whilst he's in the car. He probably drops it because he can't keep hold of anything. So Yeah, I've had my spiel.
The thing
on
that
Bravo.
Annoyed me about Bravo most, if we take one particular moment, is the Willian goal when they lost to Chelsea at the Etihad. Right, he gives him the whole corner's aim. It's like, mate, the corner's there. So if you just want to aim it there, it'll go in.
I think you stood closer to the linesman on the far side than he was to the middle of his goal.
It's a joke. And because he was good in La Liga.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because he just never faced any shots.
Yeah, when Barca played at home, barely had the ball in their own half. So he wouldn't have faced that many shots. And City, we all know that their defence is not their strong point. So he's just being exposed, really exposed. Here's a question. We obviously think that Willy Caballero isn't the answer for the next three seasons. Bravo is going through a big patch of bad form. Dom, it's time to bring Joe Hart back. It's time for Pep to have the balls that he had at the start of the season dropping Joe Hart to bring him back in. Do you think he will?
No, because I think... because he's not exactly performing at the highest level for Torino. I know it's Torino and they're not exactly a top Italian side. They're not a Juventus, they're not a Roma, they're not a Lazio, they're not a Milan side. So, and like there's been stupid rumours in the last week linking him to Manuel Neuer. I was like, why would he leave Bayern Munich, one of the top three biggest sides in the entire world, to go to Manchester City? I mean, what I never said is why they got Claudio Bravo. If you're going to get a Basque keeper, why are you not getting to Stegen? And if you're going to get even a keeper in La Liga, why not going for a Jan Oblak? Why are you not going for a Keylor Navas?
Fair points. All fair points. So that is our worst players from Bournemouth to Manchester City. They were really fun. They were actually more fun to do than the best players, Dom. In the second part, we'll be doing from Manchester United all the way down to West Ham, who we think the worst players are. If you think there's worse players at these clubs, tweet us at the Football Hour, because we would love to hear them. Send us videos of these players being rubbish. Send us GIFs, send us pictures. I can't wait to laugh at them because the Premier League is full of absolutely multi-millionaire rubbish footballers at a lot of clubs. And we like talking about them. Dom Betts, thank you for joining us.
It's quite all right.
Are you going to come back for part two?
Possibly.
Oh, possibly. We're not making any transfers. He will be coming back for part two. We should have... I just let this.
I mean, transfer window's closed, so I have to stay here. I'm like an old Joe, I've refused, and I'm just going to stay here and just.
He's staying here. Thank you, listener. See us for part two. It'll be out later on in the week. Cheers.